and the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Trevor McGill takes over on the mound for the Brewers. As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Brewers holding on to a 3-2 lead. All of these games have been low-scoring games. Brewers trying to flip the script on the Pirates, who jumped out to leads Monday and Tuesday and held on. Brewers jumped out to the lead tonight, and now they're trying to hold on. Joey Weimer replaces Oliver Dunn in the game. He's in left field. Frelick moves from left to right. Brian Reynolds leads off this bottom of the eighth for Pittsburgh. Two-run home run for him in this game. And now time is called, as I believe William Contreras wanted our home plate umpire Mark Wegner to clean the plate, which he does, and then he resets the pitch clock. Fourth appearance of the season for McGill. And the pitch misses down and in, 1-0. In many ways, this feels like the second appearance of the season for McGill, because he pitched in that Mets series a couple of times and then finally got back out there on the mound for the Brewers against St. Louis over the weekend. 1-0. Fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. Three and two-thirds for McGill. Three hits and a run allowed so far this season. The 1-1 to Reynolds. Nailed the outside corner. Fastball at 99. And it's 1-2. Trying to take care of the leadoff man here in the bottom of the eighth inning with a 3-2 lead. McGill brings home the pitch, and he bounced one in the dirt. That was the curveball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGill had that concussion, so he was on the concussion IL for about 2 weeks. Looking in. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with that knuckle curve. And it's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Trevor McGill. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So here's Key Brian Hayes. Hayes is 0-3. McGill looks in, and the first offering to Hayes is fouled out of play first base side. It's 0-1. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The 0-1 to Hayes from McGill's fouled back and out of play. It's 0-2. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Brewers clinging to a 3-2 lead. Bottom of the eighth inning, one out, nobody on. Trevor McGill on the mound for the Crew. McGill brings home the 0-2 pitch. And this is popped up foul and out of play back towards us. It stays at nothing and two. Good to have Trevor McGill back. Brewers, we're looking for some reinforcements with the innings they've had to ask out of this bullpen. McGill, a big part of it. 0-2 pitch. Bounced a curveball in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Well, it's a chilly one here tonight in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you what would be great, a flaming hot, sizzling hot Usinger brat. That would warm me up here tonight for sure. 1-2 pitch. Swing and got a piece of it, fouled it back to the net. Might throw in a side of Pine River cold pack cheese spread with it as well. And then, of course, after I'm warmed up from the sizzling hot Usinger brat, I might be confident enough to lean into some ice cream from Cedar Crest, maybe some frozen custard. 1-2 on Hayes. The pitch missed down and away with a fastball. 100 miles per hour. It's 2-2 on Hayes. Hayes has a little four-game hitting streak coming into tonight, but hitless in this game so far. 2-2. Ground ball behind the bag at third. Backhanded by Ortiz. Long throw skipped in the dirt. Dug out by Bowers. Wow, what a play. Nice play by Ortiz, an even better play by Bowers, and they got Hayes for the second out. It was a long throw for Joey Ortiz, so he tried to bounce it in there, and Bowers scooped it with a backhand as he was falling backward on the bag. Level of difficulty, a 9.5. And here's Rowdy Tellez with two outs and nobody on. A 3-2 Brewers lead. McGill looking in, facing his former teammate. First pitch. Misses a little bit high. Pretty good pitch, it looked like. But didn't get the call. It's 1-0. That filled up the zone with a fastball at 98. And 2-2 and a strike on Tellez. 0-2 tonight for Rowdy. He's 0-for his last 8 at the plate. McGill, the pitch. And he checked his swing on a curveball down low. It's 2-1. McGill trying to get this game to the ninth inning. Ask for a new baseball. He's laughing. Rowdy with a smirk on his face as well. Tellez gets back in there. 2-1. The pitch. High fly ball out to right. Going back is Frelick. He's in front of the warning track with a play. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. Tellez, for the second time tonight, sends one to the edge of the warning track, but the ballpark holds it, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Trevor McGill here in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Brewers with a 3-2 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance, and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Hey, Milwaukee. Are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot on it!
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, don't forget, we got a flash sale going on. $5 tickets presented by Festival Foods to that Rays series coming up next week. William Contreras leads off the top of the ninth inning. First pitch swinging, and he breaks his bat on a roller to first. Tellez picks it up and runs to first and retires Contreras for the first out. Stratton stays in the game for Pittsburgh. 3-2 Brewers lead, top of the ninth inning. Yeah, April 29th through May 1st for that flash sale. $5 including Lowe's outfield, Lowe's bleachers, terrace level sections. And, Josh, they extended the sale. It's good through Sunday night now. Here's Willy Adames. And the pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. So if you go to brewers.com/flash sale, you can get $5 tickets to the Brewers Race Series. 1-0 to Adames. In there for a strike. It's 1-1.
That's good. I'm going to spread out my buying then. I can do it tomorrow. Do some more Friday, do some Saturday and
Sunday. Absolutely, yeah. Strand looks in. Here's the 1-1. And Willie, a swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Yeah, you don't have to buy them all at once if you don't want to. I don't know why you wouldn't want to. That'll be a good series. Brewers and Rays, two of the most consistent teams in baseball over the last half decade or more. 1-2 pitch. This is hit off the end of the bat towards center. It's dropping in there for a base hit for Willie. So Adames with a one out single. And that'll get Bowers to the plate. Yoel Piamps getting loose in the Brewers pin. It would lead you to believe he will get the bottom of the ninth inning. Brewers trying to tack on here and give themselves a little bit of margin for error and get some network health insurance runs. Stratton looks in. First pitch to Bowers. Misses with a cut fastball inside. It's 1-0. Bowers did not start this game. Pinch hit in the third. And he's gone 0-for-3 so far here tonight. Stratton looks in. And the 1-0 pitch. High drive out to right. Olivares is back into his left, a couple of steps in front of the track to make the catch. And there are two outs. Well, the ball just not traveling tonight. It is cool. There is really no breeze to speak of. You think of that Tellez swing in the bottom of the eighth inning. It didn't even get to the warning track. Neither did that one. I'm not sure that one was hit quite as well as the Tellez ball was, but neither even came close. Here's Hoskins. Pitches up and away. It's 1-0. That one was more of a routine fly ball. But the Tellez ball, that was hit at 96 miles per hour with a pretty good launch on it. 1-0 pitch. Caught the outside corner. It's 1-1. And I don't know that that ball gets out that Rowdy hit with that elevated wall and right, but it certainly gets back there closer to it on a day game or in different weather conditions. 1-1 in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. And we've seen a handful of balls that were hit tonight that you would anticipate would travel a little further on both sides. But it's a chilly night here in Pittsburgh. 1-2. Hoskins takes low and away with a cutter. It's two balls and two strikes. Stratton looking in. Hoskins 0-for-3 in this game. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball. Left center field, back on it is Joe. He circles around it, underneath of it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So the Brewers get a one-out single from Adames, but that's it. And we go to the bottom of the ninth. Yoel Piamps coming on. It's a 3-2 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network. presented by American Family Insurance.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the movers.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
WTMJ.
Yoel Piamps is on for a Fleet Farm Saves opportunity. Find savings on everything you need in one stop. 3-2 Brewers. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Pirates have won the first two games in close fashion. Is it the Brewers' turn to turn the tables on Pittsburgh tonight and give themselves a chance at a split tomorrow afternoon? Jack Suwinski leads off against Piamps and swings through a changeup. It's 0-1. Suwinski with a double tonight. He's 1-for-3. Left-handed bat with some pop. A one. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-2. Brewers looking for win number 15 on the season. Trying to snap a little two-game skid. 0-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Slider caught the outside corner. And a strikeout of Suwinski starts up the bottom of the ninth. Great start to the ninth for Piamps. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And here's Edward Olivares. The right fielder's hit it on the ground all three times. And he's 0-for-3 and a slider in there for strike one. The dangerous O'Neill Cruz lurks in the on-deck circle. Preferable to face him with nobody on. Piamps looking in. And the 0-1 pitch. Tapper right back to Piamps. It's under his glove. Picks it up. Tries to throw to first. Bauer stretches. Oh, they didn't get him. Olivares able to beat it out. Awkward play for Piamps because he tried to field it on the mound. And he ended up knocking it down and then was very athletic to get to it and throw it to first. And Bauer stretched, and the Brewers are going to ask the crew to put the headsets on here. There's no harm in asking them to do this. Mark Wegner just announcing to the crew that the Brewers are challenging the play. If this is earlier in the game, you feel confident, but there's no harm in the Brewers asking for this review right here because it's the ninth inning. And the first angle we've seen, I can't tell. Regardless, it's a great play by Piamps to even give the Brewers a shot here. Now, I'm not sure this is going to get overturned with the looks we've seen at it. Maybe. Maybe. Just got an angle that would make you think the ball is in the glove right before the left foot gets to the bag. He did not get to the front of the bag, and that might have allowed Bowers to stretch and get that ball in the glove before his foot hits the bag. It doesn't have to be in the back of the glove, remember. Pyon's going to go through some
more. Ball in the field stands. The runner is safe.
That didn't even take that long. Mark Wegner just saying that the call on the field stands and the runner is safe. Well, the only good thing about challenging there, beyond it not getting overturned, and I think that should have been overturned, just looking at it again, it's razor thin, but it looks like he's out. But at least it allows Pyomps to have a little bit of time to collect himself after having to field the position. Michael A. Taylor is running it first. And here's O'Neal Cruz, a very dangerous hitter who's had a good series. Pyomps looking in. Spins and throws to first. And back in time is Taylor. They will call that an error on Pyomps. High fly ball into shallow left center. Going out is Adames. He's called off and it's dropped. Weimer called him off at the last second. Tried a basket catch and dropped it. Stopping at second is Taylor. And now the Pirates have first and second with one away. Pop up in left. Adames was back there. Weimer called him off. And then didn't make the catch. It's an error on Weimer. And now first and second. And one away. And Jared Triolo will be the batter for Pittsburgh. Yoel Pyomps beside himself. And now Chris Hook is out for a trip to the mound to chat with Contreras. And with Pyomps, presented by Sports Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. And still a great chance to get yourself out of this if you're Pyomps. You're facing the bottom of this order. A couple of right-handed hitters. But this game should be over. For all intents and purposes. Pyomps has made good pitches. And the key for Pyomps not to let it frustrate him. Stay calm. Keep breathing. And try to work your way through this inning. Triolo 0 for 2, the pitch. Fly ball out to right. Back on it is Frelick. Still back a couple of steps. He'll make the catch. Taylor tagging from second. He'll get to third. And he's there with two outs. So runners on the corners. Tying run 90 feet away. And the number nine hitter in Henry Davis coming to the plate, or at least scheduled to. But Andrew McCutchen is going to pinch hit. That review a couple of batters ago on the Olivares ground ball, by the way, was brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get 0% for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry. You got to order by the 30th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. So here you go. The modern-day face of this franchise, Andrew McCutchen, coming to the plate. Runners on the corners, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning. A 3-2 Brewers lead. Good speed at first with Cruz. That's the winning run for Pittsburgh. Pyomps, first pitch. Slider in there for a strike on McCutchen. It's 0-1. McCutchen led off both of the first two games of this series with solo home runs. And has put together a very good series to this point. 0-1. Missed inside with a sinker. And it's one ball and one strike. Connor Joe is in the on-deck circle. Taylor getting halfway down the line trying to distract Pyomps. The 1-1. Popped up, Foul territory, back behind home plate. It'll reach the seats and get out of play. And it's 1-2 on McCutchen. Boy, this series, every game has felt this way. Razor thin margin. Brewers trying to finish this one off. Pyops from the stretch. Kicks, delivers, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Elevated a fastball at 95. He strikes out McCutchen. And the Brewers hold on here on this Wednesday night. And they take down the Pirates by a final score of 3-2. It wasn't easy, but the Brewers have a chance to split this series tomorrow afternoon here at PNC Park. 3-2 your final. Pyomp slams the door despite some adversity. And collects his fourth save of 2024. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Collect a special Brewers City Connect tumbler at the game against the Yankees on Saturday, April 27th, courtesy of Quick Trip. Be one of the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates, and you'll take home the tumbler. Grab seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carmbliss, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Whew! That was a tough one. But the crew comes out on top, and they win it 3-2, and they get on the board in this series. They got a chance to split this series. They've still just lost one series all year. It was that series to the Padres, and a chance to keep that streak going with a win tomorrow afternoon, Josh.
Yeah, the chance to stay undefeated in road series. They had won the first four. Now they can split the fifth. How about this game, Lane? All the runs scored in the third inning. 3 for the Brewers, 2 for the Pirates. Milwaukee credited with 7 hits and 2 errors. Both of them came in the 9th inning with Piamps on the mound. Meanwhile, 4 hits and 2 errors for the Buccos. The win goes to Brian Hudson. How about this? He had never had a major league victory before his last 2 appearances. He's gotten them back to back. He's 2-0. Josh Fleming in the spot start took the loss. Despite not allowing an earned run, he falls to 1-1, and Yoel Piamps' 4th save. 2 hours and 42 minutes to play this one on a very cold night. It's getting near 40 degrees right now. I'm watching that thermometer drop. 10,370 bundled up to watch it, and the Brewers hold on and win it.
You're okay, though, because if I know you, you'd rather be cold than really hot weather. Typically, right?
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
I'm probably the other way around, so I'm a little uncomfortable.
You can layer enough to be able to get through this. You can't remove enough clothing to get through the heat.
We could argue about that for a while. I don't think this is the time or the place for it. What we can agree on is that it was good for the Brewers to get this victory here tonight over the Pirates. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Sleep fast, because we're going to be right back on the air with you. On Deck Show, built by Menards. We get started at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. The game to follow at 11:35, Brewers and Pirates. What a pitching matchup it will be. Freddie Peralta against Mitch Keller. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned for the cold weather-loving Josh Maurer in the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Again, the final score here tonight. Brewers hold on and win it 3-2 over the Pirates. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Get cleaner clothes and softer skin with our selection of Morton water softeners. Water softeners can extend the life of your plumbing and household appliances. Plus, Morton's Wi-Fi integration allows for tracking and alerts, which puts you in control of your water. Hurry into Menards to pick up your water softener today. And check out Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Finally a win in Pittsburgh. It took 3 nights, but the Brewers hold off the Pirates in another low-scoring game. 3-2, the final at a very chilly PNC Park on a Wednesday night off the banks of the Allegheny River. Here are the run totals in the games in this series. 4-2 on Monday, Pirates. 2-1 on Tuesday. Pittsburgh won that one. 3-2 Milwaukee tonight. They've all been low-scoring, tight-knit affairs. Welcome into the post-game show. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu and more, the new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens May 3rd. Scores are coming up in the Central Division in just a moment. Later on, highlights. Then we get you ready for that great pitching matchup Lane Grindle was just referencing between a pair of aces, Freddie Peralta and Mitch Keller, tomorrow afternoon. Early baseball on a Thursday. crew pitching staff tonight had eight ortho ASAP strikeouts, including two big ones in the ninth inning from closer Yoel Piamps. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. You can learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Brewers trying to hold on to first place in the Central. They'll do that. Came in just a half game ahead of the Cubs, who are currently in second. Cubs hosting the Astros under the lights at Wrigley. They've got a 4-2 lead in the top half of the sixth inning. That was a Jameson Taillon start for Chicago. The big news earlier today was that they've lost Cody Bellinger with a broken rib, and Bellinger is going to be on the injured list for the foreseeable future because of that injury. The Reds trying to go to 5-1 on their current seven-game homestand. They lead Philadelphia 6-4. Bottom of the eighth inning, so Cincinnati is three defensive outs away. They came back at a big four-run sixth inning in that game after trailing early. Earlier today, St. Louis was able to win the rubber match of its series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Behind Kyle Gibson, they won 5-1 and beat the man that had pitched for them the previous couple of years, Jordan Montgomery, in the process. So nice bounce back for the Cardinals after the Brewers had swept them at Busch Stadium over the weekend. We've got more scores coming your way. Most importantly, the score here, 3-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. We'll be back.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Brewers win 3-2. All the runs tonight came in the third inning. We'll get the highlights for you in just a few minutes here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Josh Maurer back with you. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. No long balls tonight, but so far this season there have been 29, which means OAW has donated $2,900 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Back to the scoreboard we go. How about the Chicago White Sox? Man, what a tough start to the season. 3 wins, 20 losses. They've dropped 5 straight coming into a game tonight in Minnesota, and they are on the verge of going to 3-21. White Sox trailing the Twins 6-3. The game's in the top of the 7th inning. Earlier today out in San Francisco, the Mets snapped a 3-game skid. They beat the Giants by a final score of 8-2. That was the day that the Giants learned Blake Snell, their big free agent pitching acquisition in the offseason. He had to go onto the injured list. It has been a really rough start for Mr. Snell to his Giants career, and now he is on the shelf. And the Mets, who had gotten red hot had lost three straight. Then they win 8-2 this afternoon. Time now for the home run distance recap. The longest home run that the Brewers have hit this season, actually the two longest home runs, have been hit by Gary Sanchez. One of them was last night, but the longer one came into Baltimore earlier this year, 434 feet. Yesterday was only 432. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Final here, Milwaukee 3, Pittsburgh 2. Highlights are next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens May 3rd. Post-game show after a 3-2 Brewers win tonight at an empty PNC Park, where it is just above 40 degrees as they get the field prepped for an early start tomorrow. We'll preview that game coming up in just a few minutes, but it's time now for some highlights brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you in addition to world-class medical care. You can also expect the perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Well, we had a bullpen day for the Pirates on the mound, beginning with veteran left-hander Josh Fleming making his first start with Pittsburgh. Not quite a bullpen day for the Brewers, because it was the second start of the year for Bryce Wilson, who was stretched out a little bit, and he was able to give them 4 1/3 innings. Brewers would get him a lead with which to work in the third. Fleming stayed out there, and the leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, reached on a Rowdy Tellez error. That put a chain of events into motion in which the Brewers would end up plating three runs. After Jackson Churio struck out, Bryce Terang took a very close pitch for ball four. That put two on with one out, and that was the last pitch thrown by Josh Fleming. In came the right-hander Luis Ortiz. The first man he faced was William Contreras. 1-1 line drive center field. William Contreras base hit. Rounding third base comes Frelick. The throw from Sawinski is going to be cut off. Good base running by Terang as well. He'll go first to third, and the Brewers score first. RBI single, William Contreras, and it's 1-0 in the third inning. That was the first lead the Brewers had had in the series. This, of course, game three. They had only scored a total of three runs over the first two nights. They weren't done. Willie Adames then got hit in the shoulder with a pitch to load the bases. That was with only one out, but pinch hitter Jake Bowers struck out swinging. So his bases loaded two out, and if they were to get more against Mr. Ortiz, Rhys Hoskins would have to do something. He worked the full count, and here's what he did do. The runner's all in motion. 3-2 pitch inside. Did he hit the bat or did it hit Hoskins? It hit Hoskins. They appeal to see if he swung. They say no. And so the Brewers get a run. It is 2-0 on a bases loaded hit by pitch. Yeah, got him in the arm. And he certainly did not swing. So 2-0. Two hit batters by Luis Ortiz. And then the next batter was Blake Perkins. And he took three balls out of the strike zone before this. And it's 3-0 on Blake Perkins. The pitch way inside, ball four. The Brewers get run number three in the third. Bases loaded, walk on four pitches to Blake Perkins. It's 3-0 Milwaukee as Contreras trots home. Wouldn't you know it, the Brewers wouldn't score again tonight. Pittsburgh bullpen worked out very well. Ortiz would settle in. Roansy Contreras and Hunter Stratton with two scoreless innings each. 3-0 was the lead, though, as Bryce Wilson went to work in the bottom of the third, and the only swing that did damage for Pittsburgh tonight came in the bottom of the third with one on and one out. Brian Reynolds homered deep to right center. Reynolds hit his 12th career home run against the Brewers, and all of a sudden you had a one-run game, 3-2 after three eventful innings. Nobody else would score the rest of the way. How about that? Told you that the Pirates' bullpen was very good. So, too, the Brewers, beginning with Brian Hudson. Man, has the man that Pat Murphy calls Rock been a rock? Goes an inning and two-thirds without allowing a run again. Elvis Peguero, a scoreless and hitless seventh. Ditto for Trevor McGill in the eighth. And on this cold night, it then went to Yoel Piamps, who's become the closer here over the last couple of weeks for the Brewers. Piamps had to deal with adversity. After he struck out the leadoff batter, Edward Olivares hit a comebacker that eluded the glove of Piamps, who then recovered and bounced the throw over to first. It was ruled safe. The Brewers challenged that call, and it actually kind of looked like they should have won the challenge, but the umpires in New York City did not agree, so they kept it a safe call. It was ruled an error on Piamps, and so there was the tying run at first. O'Neill Cruz then hit a fly ball in the shallow left. Joey Weimer came in and dropped the baseball for the second straight error. So it was two on and one out, trailing by a run, 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Piamps got visited by his pitching coach, Chris Hook. Boy, doesn't he always have the magic words to say? Seems like every time Chris Hook comes and visits one of his pupils, the next couple of batters, that pitcher has some good results. And that was the case here with Piamps. Jared Triolo hit a fly out to right. That left runners on the corners with two out, and it came down to Piamps versus the pinch hitter, Andrew McCutchen.
Piamps from the stretch. Kicks, delivers, swing and a miss! He struck him out! Elevated a fastball at 95, he strikes out McCutchen, and the Brewers hold on here on this Wednesday night, and they take down the Pirates by a final score of 3-2.
So the Brewers still have a chance to remain unbeaten in road series this year. If they can win tomorrow with Freddy Peralta on the mound, they'll split this four-gamer in Pittsburgh. We'll get you set for that and also tell you what Robert Gasser did in his return to the AAA mound earlier today as we go down on the farm next on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Back we are as we wrap up our Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. 3-2 Brewers hold off the Pirates. And they've got a chance to split this four-game series tomorrow at 11:35 AM Central. Let's go down on the farm, shall we? It's presented, as always, by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawnmowers, and so much more, or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Big news for the Brewers. We know how depleted their starting rotation has been, with now Wade Miley, D.L. Hall, and Jacob Junis all on the injured list. Three starters down. Pat Murphy has said the Brewers would love to have left-hander Robert Gasser be available to come up and make his Major League debut. Well, Gasser had been dealing with an injury of his own before he could begin the AAA season. But he finally got into a game with Nashville this afternoon. Pitching against Louisville, Gasser four very good innings. Gave up just four hits in one run. He had five strikeouts, and reports said that he touched 95 miles an hour on that radar gun. So you never know, but that could be an option to take one of these Brewers starting rotation spots in the not-too-distant future. Louisville would go on to win that game 2-1 this afternoon. Our next broadcast, as mentioned, tomorrow morning back home in the Central Time Zone, 11 a.m. We're on the air with the On Deck Show built by Menards. First pitch, 11:35. And as I told you earlier, this is a pair of aces. Freddie Peralta, we know how good that he's been. Peralta, over his first four starts, at least 5 2/3 innings and seven strikeouts in each of them. He's coming off of six scoreless to begin the road trip in St. Louis Friday night. Mitch Keller gets the ball for the Buccos, trying to win their series. Keller's actually allowed four or more runs in three of his five starts to begin the year. So he's been a bit gettable, and we'll see if the Brewers can get him tomorrow. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer, wishing you a great rest of your Wednesday night. For my partner, Lane Grindle, and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, reminding you again, the final score, Milwaukee 3, Pittsburgh 2. All the runs scored in the third inning tonight, folks. From PNC Park, you've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long, everyone.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, SVA, a professional services company.
Get up, get out of here, and way gone.
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health. I'm the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
She said some funny things on that recording too. Mike was so great to make that. That was fun. It was nice to have that.
That was a fun weekend. A week.
A few weeks. Yeah, it was a good time. So Steve, what I do on the show is I talk to people. I ask them what they're watching. I find out what people are binge watching, cringe watching. What are you into? You always have good. I know you're a TV guy like me because you're always posting cool stuff on Facebook about what you're watching. What's on your TV these days?
You know what's funny? I had a feeling we were going to talk about this, and I was telling myself, make a list. But I didn't, and so now my mind just went blank. I can tell you what I don't like.
Yeah,
lay it Nancy is watching this show called Palm Royale.
Oh yeah,
on Apple Plus.
Is that the Annette Bening one?
It gets more annoying with each episode.
Yeah,
and now we're on like episode 8 or something like that, and I almost can't stand it anymore. I can't even hate watching.
Oh, well, that's a bad show if you can't hate what's...
But some people like it. So it's just not to my taste, I guess. You know but,
you posted something about the show, Three Body Problem.
Yeah.
It was such a weird title. I'm like, what is this? And I checked it out, and I know it's based on a book. So I went with it. The first two episodes, I was lost. I didn't get it, but it got better. And even though I didn't read the book, I was like, oh, this is a good show. And I finished the first season, and I thought it was really cool. So I owe you a thank you for that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I read all three of the books, and it's great. If they get another season, and I think they will, they already finished. The first season, they already finished the first book, and they started in the second book a little bit towards the end.
Okay.
But yeah, the next season should be crazy, crazy good.
Really? Okay. Because it gained steam.
Like the books.
Like as the first season went on, I thought it gained a lot of steam. Like I also started watching Shogun, which I thought started strong. And when I got to the end of the season, I'm like, oh, good. Nothing happened after 10 episodes. It was like, I was so infuriated. I'm not even going to watch the second season. It's terrible.
I'm trying to watch. I tried to watch Shogun, but like, I think I got into the beginning of the third episode, and I'm like, what am I doing? I don't speak Japanese. Because most of it's in Japanese. And I'm like, I got to pay too much attention.
Wait a minute.
You know, to the subtitles.
That was in Japanese?
Yeah.
Okay, this is... Now it all makes sense.
It was me.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I couldn't stand it. I hate when I stick with something and it just goes in the toilet, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah.
It was brutal. But I am watching, I checked out Sugar with Colin Farrell. Oh,
yeah, Sugar, I like that one.
I like it so far. I like the noir stuff. And then Under the Bridge with Lily Gladstone, too.
Hey, we're watching that one, too. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Yeah, cool, yeah. So Sugar, I really like. But the problem with Sugar is that when you got these, you know, noir things like, you know, detective stuff.
Yeah.
You start to forget, you know, from week to week where you're at.
Right.
You know, so it's probably, I'm toying with the idea of just letting him put all the episodes up and just watch it all at once.
Because
like it's like starting over again every week, you know.
I try to do that, and then I cave.
He's great in there. I really do like that show a lot.
Man. Yeah. Oh, totally. Are you a Bosch fan?
Yeah, I watched a couple seasons of Bosch, and then I moved on. I forgot. Maybe I should go back to that one
because that's got the noirish. I love the LA detective stuff. You know, it's great.
I love stuff that's shot in LA. I like. Yeah. What's the one, Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
I like that
same
one.
Creators, I think, as Bosch, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Steve, this was my idea of a good time. I think so. it's been really cool having you on, man, and talking to you again. I miss you, buddy.
Yeah, good talking to you, man.
Yeah. All right, let's keep talking, and let's do it again soon. Have a great night, buddy.
All right, man, you too.
All Thanks. Right. Check it out, paintingsbystevesegrin.com. SEAGREN, paintingsbystevesegrin.com. Really, some really solid artwork, and it won't break the bank. He's got some good deals on there, and it's just beautiful work. I'd like to thank Pat Kreitlow, Steve Segrin. All your texts were great tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for riding along with me here on Nightlight and joining Conrad, who didn't have to use his thumbs tonight for one thing.
Wait.
This is like a vacation for you.
Wait.
And I hope, Joe, you get to meet Steve Segrin up close and personal. Again, even though you've already met him. All right, we will be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight. Kirk Bangstad will be here and Terry Barr. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity and the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.